Josh Mills was fishing for golden dorados on some Argentina rivers, but that wasn't all he caught. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Those piranhas absolutely shred flies. So I would spend half an hour untying a fly, and sometimes you didn't know what you were going to get, and these piranhas would cut your fly in half with their razor sharp teeth. And so you'd be like, oh, great, that fly is toasted.
I don't think I'd enjoy the process or the duty of taking a piranha off a fly to catch and release.
Yeah. I tell you what, the guys were very, very adamant that they helped take the flies off, because those little buggers, their jaws just go rapid fire. And I'm not joking. They are the biggest teeth I've ever seen in a fish. And they come up with their pliers and take them off with their hefty pliers, so we're not sticking digits around their face.
Digits which could become dislocated digits.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in some of these, you would just be parked against the side of this little cut in the stream, and then all of a sudden, you didn't realize it, but you're sitting right next to a 10-foot caiman or an 8-foot caiman, giant, and then all of a sudden, away they would go. I dream about those fish constantly, because we had some nights where when everything was right and they were rising around us, you know, chasing bait, it was just like, I can't believe I'm even here.
Josh, clarify that just a little bit. Dream or nightmare? But one thing's for sure, lots of adventure. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.